In a city that knows how to keep its secrets, one dog is out there, looking for the answers. Lassie Noir, Stray Detective. It was a gray afternoon in Chicago. Lassie lay in her alley, lazily watching the dull cars roll past, when suddenly she was startled from her daze by an approaching siren. She'd seen police cars speed by before, but there was something different about this one. She leapt to her paws and ran after the car to investigate. The sirens led her to a fancy high-rise apartment where the police were already on the scene, gathered around a gaping hole that had opened in the sidewalk like a hungry mouth. People were crowded all around. Fancy people. Fancy people who didn't realize that while they were gathering around this little hole, their fancy things were being stolen 14 stories above them by a host of armed men. People like this had treats, but Lassie didn't have time for treats. There was a mystery to solve. She muscled her way past the roaring crowd and barked down the hole. It wasn't that deep. Before any of the cops could grab her, she jumped into the darkness, head first. She hit the bottom, rolling. In the darkness, all she could sense was a faint whine and the scent of a human. A little human. Lassie let off a short bark. She pushed forward through the gloom. Her paw hit a door, and she nudged past it. With a little light in the room, she was reflected through hundreds of glass bottles lining the wall. The whine was louder, and there was glass everywhere Lassie turned. There was money, too, an expensive thing she probably would have liked to chew on. But there was a mystery to solve. On the other side of the glass room, a door led into a dimly lit cavern. The whining was even louder, and the little human was there, in a metal alcove nestled safely in a baby carriage. It must have fallen through the hole and rolled through the darkness and into the rooms. It must have broken the glass that was on the floor. Lassie tugged at the carriage, but it didn't budge, and that whining was getting higher. Snatching the baby from the carriage right before an elevator car came crashing down into the alcove, crushing it. Men started coming out of the elevator, men that smelled like cigars and whiskey. Frightened, Lassie took off like a bullet, baby in tow, letting out muffled barks this way and that until she finally found an open passage in the darkness. The men followed her into the dark, shouting. She crawled and struggled, the baby in tow, until she came up through the sewer drain and onto the street, where the police and the parents of that little human were still paralyzed at the lip of that gaping hole. Lassie started that day an ordinary street mutt, but as she ran into the crowd of police officers and bystanders pursued by a small, dirty band of angry thieves, the baby swinging from her mouth by its diaper, she became a hero. She never had to go back to that alleyway again.